Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World class rock.
Thanks, Phil. Thanks for starting my day off on the right note.
It came up in my Twitter feed. I had to. You told me you didn't start Andre Johnson in fantasy football because you wanted to start Alshon Jeffrey, and turns out Alshon's banged up too. So there you go.
Sorry.
Hey, busy show. It's the Friday before the turkey long weekend. Gobble gobble, mother effers.
Yes. I meant to order a bunch of copies of Thanksgiving and give them away this week, but I've totally forgot.
You know what? Instead, let's see if we can grab some clips from the movie and we'll spice that into the show throughout the morning.
Oh, look, we really got to get the gobble gobble mother effer one. Yeah,
I agree. Yeah, we've got that. We have NBA tickets. We have Steel Panther tickets. Another chance at Toys for Boys. Kelly Butler coming down. The Joke coming up at 7:30 this morning. Wheeler in the Morning. Philly and Rita, start now. 92 City FM, World Class Rock, 6:10, Friday, right before the long weekend. My favorite kind of Friday. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rita.
15 is the high for today. We're at 6.
Friday show 10, the flyby to Kelly Butler after 8:30. Toys for Boys at 8:20. We still have Steel Panther tickets. Mm-hmm. And we also have...
The Joke.
Yes, and more NBA tickets?
Yeah. Okay. Last pair of NBA tickets before the game on tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow night, MTS Center, Minnesota Timberwolves and Chicago Bulls. My wife is nervous about 7:30 this morning. Even she's nervous because she doesn't know the joke.
She's just, trying to be supportive of your show.
honey, I'm so nervous. No,
She sits me down. She says, are you going to, will this joke, could you lose your job? And I kind of stopped and I went, I don't know, actually. And then I got nervous.
Mm-hmm.
So 7:30 this morning, and this isn't one of those like reverse psychology things where we say, hey, don't listen to the radio at 7:30, hoping that you'll listen to the radio. Honestly, if there's kids or old people or the easily offended, maybe not, put them close to the radio around 7:30.
Okay.
Well, if the joke sucks, people are going to be pissed.
Well, listen, I've been getting
texts and emails
and
tweets.
From the get-go,
I said right from the get-go. Yeah. I said right from the get-go, it is not a funny joke. There is nothing funny about it.
All the hype that he's putting, it better be good.
There's nothing funny about it. It's just flat out gross.
Mm-hmm.
It's just gross.
Sharing a story from childhood.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. And it's look at it this way, Rena. Somebody said to me, "What do you mean it shaped your sense of humor?" I said, "Well, it was to the point where after this joke, there was really nothing that could shock me.
Mm-hmm.
It was like that. This is the joke that set the bar as far as dark humor. There was after that, nothing could penetrate my force field of all awful.
Right. Okay,
all right.
Well, we'll you've become pretty awful,
right?
So, yeah.
Exactly. So that's saying something. 6:12. We've got 5-hour energy drink. You've seen these little things on the shelf when
absolutely.
You go to the convenience
right
store.
Beside the beef jerky. Yep.
Yeah. I've got some news about the guy that created the 5-hour energy coming up in 5 and what's trending. Hang on. 92 City FM, World Class Rock, 6:20. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena, right before Thanksgiving long weekend.
Gobble, gobble, motherfucker.
I just went through those.
Did you really?
Best quotes on YouTube.
Yeah, same one. I'm just editing them now.
Okay, good. I'll let you do it.
So you see the one where he's having sex with the girl.
Just got stuffed.
It's the crudest a-hole murderous turkey ever.
It's probably disturbing. We've talked about it a lot on this show. Mm-hmm. I've never actually seen a clip. I didn't realize that the turkey was a puppet where you can see the guy's hand moving inside of the rubber head.
Yeah.
How did we even discover this movie?
One of our awesome listeners probably sent us a clip.
Yeah.
Gobble gobble, motherfucker.
I remember watching the trailer and being so disturbed.
Thanksgiving. And there's a Thanksgiving 2, by the way.
Oh really?
Yeah. Come on. Yeah. There were a lot of unanswered questions from 1.
It's much higher quality. Like, I think they spent an extra $5,000 on the overall budget.
Good.
So, yeah, super high quality. 6:21, let's do this.
And now, what's trending?
Okay, so the guy's name is... Oh, damn it, I had to hear where to go. Okay, the guy's name is... Manoj Burgava. I hope I'm saying that right. He's an East Indian guy. And he's the one that created the 5-hour energy drink, that little capsule that you see at the convenience store, like you said, right next to the beef jerky.
Yes.
There's a bunch of professional golfers that rep
those
this.
Even work. I've never taken one.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. Yeah, it's basically like it's like drinking...
condensed Red Bull, pretty much, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just in a little vial. So it gives you 5 hours of caffeine energy and keeps you alert and whatnot. So he's said he's got more than enough money. Like, this thing has made him stupid rich.
to the tune that he's got an extra $4 billion that he doesn't know what to do with. So he's decided to create this cycle, this stationary bicycle that is going to create energy. He's going to launch about 10,000 of these in his home country of India. And it's number one, it keeps you fit, but it also is able to power all of your household appliances and electronics for an entire day. So he says about the 20 minutes on this thing will give you enough battery life to charge your household for an entire day.
That's pretty neat.
Right?
Yeah. Okay, remember, I think about a month ago, had a story that Facebook was coming out with the dislike button.
Yes.
The dislike option. Not so much. Facebook is coming out with some new options other than like, but they'll be more like emoticons. So basically, they said they're launching these pilot tests of reactions with users able to select from 7 emotions, including like will still be one of them, and wow, and then there'll be a sad. Basically, they're responding to people saying, hey, look, when my friend posts that, oh, my mother died 5 years ago today,
like,
I don't want to hit like. I want to put a sad face or a sad emoticon, something
like that. I mean, you can still do that.
Yeah, I guess, but you have to do a comment to do that now, and I guess you're going to be able to do one of these right underneath.
I don't have the time to post. I just want to be able to click.
That's all. Exactly.
I see. This is trending in Russia. It's a growing trend where women strip down naked and get on the back of a motorcycle and ride through the city streets.
BJ and Hell did that years ago down Portage. Remember, Phil?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, really? Yeah, there's videos everywhere of like people just spotting these women on these, the back of bikes, completely naked. Some of them are wearing like these little tiny, you know, thongs or whatever, and they're all wearing helmets, of course. But I don't know. I don't know how this became a trend, but it's happening all over Russia, apparently.
Russia doesn't seem like the kind of place that would put up with that.
You had me at hello.
Okay.
Well, hopefully it starts trending worldwide. Yeah. You can only hope.
Damn, that was good. You just got stuffed.
That was after the turkey had sex with one of the girls in the movie Thanks Killing. And proceeded to finish her off with the line,
you just got stuffed.
It's very realistic.
Gobble, gobble, yep. Mother gobble, effer. Gobble.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Uh-huh. I have that one too, Rena.
Gobble, gobble, mother f***er.
Thanksgiving
scares me.
Listen, you should definitely try and find that. I think the full movie's up on YouTube. Definitely a holiday favorite.
I want to see a turkey rape.
Since you're playing them.
There's no such thing as an evil turkey. There's
no such thing as an evil turkey. Oh, wait. I lied.
It was a, you know what? It's meant to be totally
It's like Sharknado.
Yeah.
It's one of those campy, spoofy, stupid movies.
I think they should repackage it with the success of Sharknado.
Yeah, that's true.
I agree.
That would do well nowadays. It really would. Someone's going to, why don't we buy the franchise?
It's a beautiful, beautiful piece of film.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Hey, NBA coming to town tomorrow. Minnesota Timberwolves and the Chicago Bulls are going to be playing at MTS Center, which is awesome. 204-780-CITY, CITI 2484. Going to keep it very, very simple today. When Michael Jordan retired the first time, after he was, because his father had passed away. His father had a horrible passing. And so they retired his number instantly. When he came back, he wore another number. What number did he wear?
Okay.
He wore a different number, and then eventually he went back to 23. But he wore a different number because he didn't want to wear the number that was retired for him. What number did Michael Jordan wear when he came out of retirement for the first time?
780 City, 780 2484. Go ahead.
Sorry, say again?
45.
45 is correct.
Yep.
That's right. And it was his, I believe, if memory serves me correctly, it was double the number of the 23, but it was his brother that wore 45 when he played baseball. I'm pretty sure. Do you know the exact reason? Do you remember, caller?
Pardon me?
Does that sound right to you?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay. Either way, you got tickets to go see the NBA, so good for you. Hang on the line. We'll grab some details. That's the last pair we have because obviously the game's tomorrow night, but we still have Steel Panther tickets, and we'll give those away coming up after 7 o'clock. Hang on.
City traffic.
Traffic is for Independent Jewelers with diamonds that are beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced, natural, and unmatchable. Independent Jewelers, your trusted diamond source since 1937.
Came out of retirement twice, actually, Rena. Michael Jordan did.
That's right. Yeah. And he gave a crazy speech at his
Hall of Fame. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Basically calling out anybody that ever done him wrong. Ever basically saying, I'm better than you. You suck. Mm-hmm. I win.
It wasn't his proudest.
That's a character for him, right?
Not really.
No, he is. He always. Oh, I thought he was always kind of a.
he's, it was the first time we'd really seen him in that light.
He was so nice in Space Jam, you know? I just...
Gobble, gobble, motherfucker.
That was basically what his speech was.
That's basically what he said, yep.
92 City FM, world-class rock. Time now is 7:10. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Raina, right before the turkey long weekend.
Gobble, gobble, motherfucker.
That's from Thanksgiving.
Looks like I've got something you don't got, turkey.
What's that, Darren? A vagina?
No, I've got a book that's gonna send you straight to hell.
And probably my favorite.
Damn, that was good. You just got stuffed.
Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving.
Sex with a turkey.
Listen, name me another Thanksgiving movie that we can reference. Huh?
There aren't a lot.
Exactly.
That's it. Make sure you put that on after the kids go to bed, but your wife will love it. Put it on for your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Surprise her.
Absolutely. It gets you in the mood for the, you know, spending time with family.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Raina, good morning.
15's a high for today. We're at 6 right now.
Okay. Coming up this morning, don't forget Kelly Butler after 8:30. Oh, Wheeler, your joke in, 25 minutes?
Get away from the radio. Do not put the kids close to the radio or the television or anything. Just don't. It's not appropriate. I do not want to scar any child like I was when I was 10 years old when I first heard this joke. All right?
Okay. I hate disgusting jokes.
It's beyond disgusting. Okay. Beyond disgusting.
Good.
It's coming up here in about 20 minutes. Right now, let's give away tickets to go see Steel Panther coming to town next month, Burton Cummings Theater. These guys are awesome. They're a throwback glam metal band who don't take themselves too seriously, so they sing about really, really, really funny stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Inappropriate funny stuff.
Yeah. They're awesome. I like Steel Panther, watching their YouTube videos. It's funny.
Really entertaining. It's good to throw. It's good pregame music if you're heading out to the bar on a weekend, right?
Oh yeah.
If you're getting all did up with your girls.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't think you don't have Steel Panther on when you're getting ready to go out.
I don't even know. I guess we do have music on in the background.
Yeah, of course you have pregame music. You have to have pregame music on before you head out.
Not necessarily. Sometimes I have Sex in the City on TV.
Yes.
I don't know.
All right, here's the question this morning. We've had somewhat of a theme giving away Steel Panther tickets this week. And today's question is, there is a movie that Marvel is going to be coming out with next year. It is the latest in their franchise, and it pertains to Steel Panther. Okay? What's the movie? 204-780-CITY, CITY 2484. A little obscure when it comes to the movies, but they are going to be releasing this one. Go ahead.
Good morning.
What kind of movie?
No. Who is the character? It's a Marvel character that they're going to be putting onto a movie, and it's if you've been following along this week, we had Pink Panther was one of the answers. Mm-hmm. We had Steel Dragon was one of the answers.
Yeah.
So a superhero then.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
How about the Black Panther?
Yeah. Oh, yes. See, use logic there. Use logic. They figured out that it was Black Panther.
See, I was going to guess.
I was guessing Man of Steel or something.
I was going to say Iron Bobcat.
Iron Bobcat.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with that superhero, but...
You will be someday.
Philly's just making up superheroes.
I am Iron Bobcat.
What's your name on the phone?
James.
All right, James, you're up to see Steel Panther. Hang on the line. We'll grab some details from you. 7:13, Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Raina. Remember that Finger 11 contest we had with the opening bands and everything?
Yeah.
We're going to let you know who the winner is coming up next. 92 City FM, world-class rock, Soundgarden, and Outshine. 7:21, Wheeler in the Morning, Philly, and Raina J.
15's a high for today, mixed with sun and clouds, 6 degrees right now.
The joke.
Is that what we're calling it? It's like the catch?
We're not talking about former Bomber coach Mike Kelly. We're talking about an actual joke.
A real joke, real live joke.
15 minutes.
A very, 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 very gross, disturbing joke that I heard when I was 10 years old.
Shaped who Dave Wheeler is. Little Davey Wheeler. From that moment forward, it was who he was as a human being.
I heard it when I was 10. I didn't understand it for another two and a half years.
This is great, because I've been wondering for years what your upbringing was to make you who you are today.
This is it.
And now I know.
Well, you will in about...
or I'm going to know.
You will in about 10 minutes. First, though, hey, Finger 11 coming to town, and they wanted to do this really kind of cool thing. This day and age, you got to cut through the clutter, right? You got to try new things. And to promote their show, they decided that they would give local bands in each market a chance to open up and through a contest.
Yeah, they're going
to
be at the Oak October 20th.
Right. So what they did is they realize that if we put it up online, there's going to be people that hack in through the back end and just vote. So they took the top 5 votes, and they get to decide who the opening band is going to be in each market. So we are happy to announce this morning that this band right here is the winner.
Oh, God, we're breaking down. You're breaking out.
behind that. Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
Yeah, so they're called Bloodshots.
Bloodshots.
And the song title's called Breaking Down.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations. I like it.
Yep. Yeah.
Well done, Bloodshots. Well done. Thanks, and thanks to all the bands who submitted and tried to win.
And I like this too, because I mean, listen, I mean, back in the old Power 97 days, we used to do those class CDs where we'd give local bands an opportunity.
River City Rocks.
Yeah. And I honestly kind of missed that. Yeah. And so this was kind of a cool way to kind of throw back to that a little bit. Mm-hmm. As far as local bands getting a shot and, you know, getting their big break, if you will.
Our old buddy Lachlan Cross used to do those River City Rocks interviews with the local bands.
Right.
And there was one band he had on one time, and they were whining about not making any money in music. And he was a very lectury. You think I'm a lectury older guy? You should have seen Lachlan. He's like, well, maybe if you didn't spend every dime you made on buying weed, you might have some money for groceries, because they were obviously stoned during the interview. Oh, it was priceless, man.
He had no filter that man.
No.
So congratulations to the Bloodshots. They're going to be opening up for Finger 11 October 20th at the Oak. One more time, have a listen. That's better. 92 City FM, world class rock. Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rena. Good morning.
15's a high for today. We're at 6 right now.
Rena's got the scoop coming up in 10 minutes. Friday, typically news about movies that you might want to go see that are opening up this weekend.
Yep. And there's a movie that came out this summer that's getting a sequel that I think will maybe shock you guys a little bit.
Okay, just to recap really quickly. Wednesday, I told you a brief story. Wasn't that brief. It was actually long and drawn out. Brief story? Wheeler? Never. But when I was, and I'll give you the Reader's Digest version, the Coles Notes, if you will. When I was about 10 years old, I was waiting for my dad to get off the bus working in Fort McMurray. And he got off the bus with this guy I'd never really seen before. And Fort McMurray is a very different kind of sense of humor. A lot of guys, like you said, it's like a prison. You go and you work at the plant. And it changes a human being.
That was what someone told me who worked in Fort Mac. I'm sure it's a different experience for some people who go there to work and make their money, and it's a great place.
You stay in these camps, and you're living in the boonies, and you're working these crazy shifts, so the only time you're not working, you're usually sleeping. Mm. It's just they go crazy, like bush crazy, we always call it when they come back. They're different.
So this,
it's true.
I'm thinking this guy was bush crazy, and I'm pretty sure he came up with this, like his mind wandered, and he came up with this joke, and he told it to my father while I was right there. And my father lost, you know, he turned around, he was like, are you effing kidding me? Sent me away. And so I told you I would tell you this joke, and I wanted to make sure that young kids aren't listening. Because here's the thing, like, I know, Rena, you've been saying, you've been getting text messages from friends saying, like, this better be good.
Yeah.
It's not.
All the hype Wheeler's putting behind this. I saw social mediaing it yesterday and stuff. I think people were.
Some guy threatened physical violence funny.
Yeah.
It's not funny. That's the thing, it's not funny. But the reason why, like I said, on Wednesday, I'm going back, you know, to periods of my life where I'm trying to figure out exactly why I am, who I am, and how it came from.
You know what? I find you do that when you have kids a lot more.
Big time.
What shaped me? Why did I turn out this way?
Exactly. Let's hear this joke.
Okay, so.
No, let's talk about it more.
Let's talk about
the reason,
hearing the joke.
The jokes I went basically from, like, you know, why the chicken crossed the road, you know, well, what's black and white and red all over? Jokes like that, you know, like very innocent, you know, nice jokes to this one.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I didn't get, you know, the gradual kind of, you know, into the dirty jokes. It was just like, this was the measuring stick.
Okay.
This is why, you know, people will tell me jokes that are very, very dark humor.
So when you're
and nothing shocks me because of this joke.
Your parents, you're in that van with your kids, turn down the radio for two minutes?
Well, here's the thing. So I thought about it a little bit, and this is, it's the Friday before the long weekend.
Yep.
I would rather not tell this joke before the long weekend in front of, I would rather this joke not be the topic of conversation at the dinner table. For Thanksgiving.
So what's your plan?
So I'm going to tell it next week.
No, you're not.
Come on.
No.
You tell it now.
There's no way I can tell it before Thanksgiving, because people are going to be sitting at the dinner table with turkey going, did you hear that? It's sexual in nature. I'll give you a hint with that. It's very sexual in nature, the joke. But I can't have people talking about it over turkey. It's just, it wouldn't sit right with me. I can't do it before the long weekend. I can't leave you with that over the long weekend. Right. I just can't.
Whatever.
I fear for your safety now.
So do I. My wife actually said to me yesterday.
You should just tell it now.
No, my wife said to me, she goes, could you lose your job over this? I said, if the wrong person is listening, it's possible.
Mm.
I don't even know why I committed to telling this joke. Well, you guys should have stopped me ahead of time. But you remember when you said my brother, you promised my brother you would stop me from telling jokes?
You think we can stop you from doing anything? The way to get Dave Wheeler to do something is to suggest
that he's
right.
Tell him to stop doing it, and
so.
He'll do it, yeah. That's the way you roll.
Next week.
Oh, God.
God, yeah.
Friday, 1 week from today.
Even I'm pissed about this.
7:39.
We get to talk about it all next week, this joke.
I know.
The scoop is next.
The Scoop with Rena J. Brought to you by Enns Brothers.
Your first choice for all your recreational needs on the water or on the trail. With ATVs, side-by-sides, boats, sea-doos, and more.
So let's start with opening movies at the box office this weekend. This is the big one. Pan.
Getting some pretty harsh reviews.
Whoa! Like, I thought, like, the advertising and stuff, the promotion for this movie is huge. I've seen the trailer, like, 1,000 times on TV. But the reviews are coming in now, and it's horrible. I got 27% rotten on RottenTomatoes.com, which is really bad.
Here's what I think it is. When you mess with a institution like Peter Pan and you decide that you're going to try and reinvent it, it better be off the
chain.
Well,
it's supposed to be a different story. It's the story of how Pan got to Neverland, not like it's meeting Wendy and everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You mess with it like that.
Exactly.
So I mean, but that story's never been told.
Right, but here's the thing. So
it's not like they're messing with a classic story. It's just a take on how he got there.
Here's the thing, but I mean, like, when you... It is probably a good movie, but I mean, when you're setting up a prequel for something that we all have a very preconceived notion of with Peter Pan, it better be off the charts.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it's just not.
And there's a good cast, too. It's Hugh Jackman. Mm-hmm. He plays Blackbeard. Rooney Mara's in this. Amanda Seyfried.
Yeah,
Cara Delevingne.
Rooney. I'm in. Yeah. Now, Minions, that was a good prequel for Despicable Me.
Right.
Yes.
That's a good movie.
It is. They are funny movies.
Yeah, I do like the Minion ones. The Walk opens up this weekend.
Yep.
I thought it was last weekend.
Yep.
But that's the one with Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Just walking. Oh, yeah. That's the...
And there's another Steve Jobs movie opening up this weekend with not Ashton Kutcher in it.
But this one was directed by the same dude that did The Social Network, I believe, and it was written by Aaron Sorkin, so
like
it's got some heavyweights behind it.
Social Network's excellent.
And Kate Winslet's in this one. Seth Rogen is in this one as well. Jeff Daniels. So
trailers look good. Mind you, they look good for that Ashton Kutcher one, too. So.
Yeah. Okay, so the Fast and the Furious 8. They're going to be making more of these Fast and the Furious movies. I thought they were done. I thought they were ending the franchise.
Why? We're going to get boatloads of money?
Well, yeah, if you saw the last movie, the way it ended, it seemed like a really nice bow for the end of the series, you know, put it away. But no, and they've just decided on a director, and it's the same director who did Straight Outta Compton.
Very cool.
Actually, yeah. F. Gary Gray is going to be directing, so we'll see. That one is supposed to be, they're going to start filming next year, I believe.
Great movie, by the way, Straight Outta Compton.
Yes, he actually put F in front of his name, like the four-letter word. Like he's trying to be Gray.
He
probably did that from Straight Outta Compton.
Right.
F. Gary Gray.
Tonight is going to be an interesting TV night. So more than 24 women who say Bill Cosby sexually assaulted them will all be on TV together tonight. They're going to be on NBC News. They're going to be with correspondent Kate Snow. And no one really knows what to expect from this broadcast, what these women are going to say. But it is kind of interesting. They're going to kind of be giving all their stories, over 12 women all together.
Okay, we're going to put that on you, Rena, because the Jets play tonight. There's going to be baseball on tonight,
right?
Oh, I'll just read about it later.
Rena, you read about it later.
Yeah, I'll read about
it
on Monday.
Challenge accepted.
Got it. Taylor Swift announced that she's taking time off.
Yay!
Kids everywhere panicking. And it's a good thing because she jinxed the Blue Jays. Mm. Remember what I told you guys last week?
Series isn't over.
Yeah, it's one game.
One game.
Well,
no
I know,
deal.
But I had told you guys that any time she plays at a stadium, the home team always loses that game right after she performs. ESPN or something did some kind of stats and came up with this, and we thought it was funny, but they really did lose the first game.
They did.
So damn you, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, screw you, Taylor Swift.
I don't want to hear any of your stupid music anymore. Bad Blood one more time.
Oh, I love that song. I don't know what non-rock radio is going to do without her. Like, if you flip around, Taylor Swift is on one of her songs at every moment throughout a 24-hour period.
Oh, yeah.
It's true.
Like, whoa, more Taylor Swift. I've never even heard the song before. Holy cow.
And finally, Marvel Studios announced Thursday morning that this summer's Ant-Man will be followed up with a sequel.
I'm good.
They're having
Cockroach Boy.
Ant-Man 2. The casting has not been announced yet, but obviously, I mean, Paul Rudd, I'm sure, will come back for it, or come back and do his role again. So the sequel is going to be called Ant-Man and the Wasp. The Wasp is his female counterpart in the movie.
Why are you laughing?
Because of this movie. Look at that. I'm watching the trailer right now, and it looks so stupid.
Rena, without Ant-Man, there is no Avengers.
It was just a tiny guy running on a gun. No,
with
I got
you. Superhuman strength.
And now there's a lady who's a wasp in there. Yeah. His
That's
love interest.
Right
But Jessica Biel? You want to scare me? Do June Bug Man. I would not sleep at night.
Good call, Phil Aubrey. That's the scoop.
City traffic.
I always thought your story about being attacked by a June bug was fake, but I was coming home from hockey 2 weeks ago, and there was one right in front of my garage where I go put my hockey gear, and he came at me. Like, I was swinging at him with my stick.
I told you, they specifically go after you. You look, watch their little heads, they like look for you and they fly at you. It's so scary.
I don't
scary.
Understand. The antennas is what does it, eh? It's just these little beady, yeah. Like long.
And they're
beady.
Loud when they fly, yeah. Too.
And I killed
you
him.
Hear that.
Like, I killed him. He was squashed part of the pavement. I kept hitting. I was in that rage, like from one of the horror movies. Die!
Yeah.
Terrifying moment for me.
The Bone Phone.
Brought to you by Duraco Windows. Built tough in Winnipeg for Winnipeg weather. Call or click on Duraco.ca for details.
Looks like I got something you don't got, Turkey.
What's that, Darren? A vagina?
No, I've got a book that's gonna send you straight to hell.
Thanksgiving. Yep. Best Thanksgiving movie ever.
Put it on for the spouse, your female
best
spouse.
Best Thanksgiving movie, yeah. That you guys haven't seen.
Mm-hmm. I've seen enough to know that
those
I love
clips.
It.
Yeah. All you've seen is the turkey sex.
It's a classic. Bone Phone, 780-BONE, 780-2663. We have a response. Gentleman yesterday called the Bone Phone mad about a section of Route 90 that's been declared not a truck route now, and the cops been handing out tickets there, and he was fired up about it.
To the guy that couldn't understand why, you know, the area around Brookside Boulevard wasn't a truck route, it has nothing to do with being residential or industrial. What it has to do is with how heavy-duty the road is. The road has to be built to withstand the weight of trucks and the impact they have on it. That classifies whether it's a truck route or not.
I think I don't think he was super, you know, fine. It's not a truck route anymore. What made I think, if I can read between the lines, he was mad that the cops were handing out tickets about it,
right?
Because he had been driving that road for a long time. Okay, Palomino Club. This guy super choked about the news that it's going to be moving.
I'm saying, I was born and raised. I'm 46. I was born at 636 Minto Street. How can you leave such a heritage building? My goodness, it brings me back. The dentist to the right of it, the pharmacy that used to be across the street where I got first caught stealing bubble gum when I was 5 years old. They're moving, condos. What about heritage?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, life's a business, man.
Well, hey, listen, if you're driving on Main Street and you see the old Times Changed building there and it says culture, not condos.
It does?
It does, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's had it up there for months and months and months now on his moniker up top.
Hey, you gotta have, I mean, people have places to live, and if they're building condos, that must mean there's a demand.
And I'm sure they got a good deal, yeah. You know what I mean, to let his establishment that they've had for such a long time go. They're looking at a way bigger property now, so he got some good coin for that place.
Yeah. MPI is telling everybody don't leave your keys in the car because it's easier to steal your car. I love that they have to come out and tell us all that.
You're calling about being charged more on insurance for leaving your keys in your vehicle. I don't know. The guy that stole it is still a thief. I may be an idiot, but... Yeah. He's still a thief.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
But they're just trying to help, hey? Because especially in the winter, as Winnipeggers, as Manitobans, we leave our car running with the keys in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Woo! Jet 6-2 and the Jays lose. An upset. Have a good day, boys.
Is that quick? Everybody's turning on Toronto again?
Yeah. I guess so. Boom.
Stupid Jays, you're just like the Leafs. Okay, zippering on Lash, and I take this route, so I know all about it.
Okay, well, whatever happened to this zippering thing? Like, north on Lash, about to hit Grassy, no one's even paying attention. Put some zippering pictures up there. And everyone will get through much faster.
No, by the way, scissoring pictures up.
My wife fell victim to that too because we hit a construction zone yesterday. She's like, "Geez, doesn't anyone know how to scissor?"
Scissoring pictures. It'll make sure everybody will be a lot calmer in traffic.
And South Park just explored the whole scissoring thing with Mr. Garrison too.
Did they?
Yeah, yeah.
It's becoming a huge worldwide issue.
Scissoring.
We'll wrap up with another call about Wheeler's joke.
For the love of God, Wheeler, please don't say that joke. Before Rena laid down the hammer about her Uncle Alfred, I was going to get him to call a joke. You're shitty at jokes.
Rita's Uncle Alfred.
Was that one?
Alan? Oh, sorry.
And by the way, for the record, those that are wondering, oh, yeah, the joke was supposed to be this morning at 7:35. We've postponed it.
Yeah.
We need to give people more warning about this. It's that awful of a joke.
Right.
Believe me, it's that awful. Like, we couldn't send you into the long weekend with this on your mind. I didn't want you to have a turkey. So next week, the joke is coming. 8:12. That's the Bone Phone.
Call 204-780-BONE.
Stand by, everybody.
Toys for boys.
Okay, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty because it's, what, October 8th, 9th today? 9th, and so we'll give it about 3 weeks till the end of the month. And then, of course, we'll have the big grand prize giveaway at Enns Brothers on Lage, just in the beginning of November.
That's right.
So, and somebody's going to get a chance to go on a $30,000 shopping spree at Enns Brothers, and then $20,000 in other prizing. What's some of the other stuff in there, Rena?
What's that 30K spree?
I'm kidding.
Some of the other stuff in there, we've got a king-size adjustable bed from Best Sleep Center. There's a jet foosball table from Avo Game Room. $1,000 tool package from Princess Auto. Taco Del Mar is throwing in a $500 gift card. LCL Spas is throwing in patio furniture, concert and event tickets for a whole year. That's got a value of almost $6,000. $1,000 to spend at Maddox Lumber, a recliner from Kern Hill Furniture, pizza for a year from Frank's Pizza, and $500 at Party Stuff.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Let's find caller 92. That's you.
No way.
It's true.
It's you.
Aw, wicked.
What's your name?
Dion.
All right, Dion. Here's what you got. You
not
got options.
Phaneuf, right?
What?
You're not Dion Phaneuf.
No.
Okay, so lean times for the Leafs. You never know.
He's speaking way too well to be Dion Phaneuf.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so here's the deal. You can reach into the toy box right now, get yourself an instant prize. Could be anything from $500 cash to gift certificates to a bag of toenails, or you can go in for the grand prize draw, $50,000 grand prize. What do you want to do?
Those toenails do sound good. I'm going to go for the qualification.
Okay. All right, going in for the grand prize. Good choice. That means we have to find out what's in here.
A pair of tickets to see Kenny Shields and Street Heart, November 7th at the Oak.
I think you made the right call there.
Yep.
Yeah. Honestly, you could, actually, we could probably convince Kenny Shields to go for dinner, too.
Yes, with him and H.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, so you're in for the grand prize draw. Good for you. Those Street Heart tickets will go back into the toy box. So those are up for grabs somewhere down the line. 8:22, Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena, your next chance coming up this afternoon.
Listen. Loud.
I like loud.
And he enjoys cooking.
And it is delicious.
Yes, it is.
Here's ex-bomber Kelly Butler
with Wheeler in the Morning on 92 City FM.
Let's go.
What's good, KB?
What's up? What's up? I got a lot on my mind, and I'm a little frustrated. Just a teeny, teeny, teeny bit frustrated. Why do you guys not take Thanksgiving seriously?
Oh, we take it seriously.
No.
We don't.
Like,
compared to America.
Because people are like, I think it's this Monday. Like, I've asked people, like, is Thanksgiving Monday? Like, you're either pregnant or you're not. You're not half pregnant. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I know what you're getting at. Why don't we do it as big as the United States? And I'll tell you why. Because it doesn't have the hoopla around it of Black Monday. And Thanksgiving weekend is kind of the kick. No, I'm serious. It's kind of the kickoff for Christmas in the United States because the harvest seasons are a little bit different from Canada to the U.S. So it's not that we don't take it seriously.
It's Black Friday, right?
Yeah. Well, sorry. Was it Black Friday? Black Friday.
Yeah,
whatever.
Okay.
See?
You don't take it serious, all right?
No, I take Canadian Thanksgiving seriously. I don't take American Thanksgiving seriously.
Wheels is hauling out his turkey fryer. He's having how many? 57 people? No,
I think we got about 26 mouths to feed.
26?
Yeah, I'm going out to the bar.
You're going to the bar.
Thanksgiving, I'm going to the Toad.
I'm going to my parents. My dad's got a big turkey on the go. My mom's making blueberry and apple and all her pies. And
now, do you get looked down upon as you get older where it becomes either you make the big dinner or you're like, you know what? Let's just go out and eat. Like, which way now?
There's a home cooked meal.
There has to be a home cooked meal.
It depends where your lot in life is. If I was a bachelor, I didn't have any family here.
I don't have any family.
Right, I'd be tempted to just go out with somebody, a couple guys or girls or whatever. But if you got a family, you got two kids, you got family coming over, you're gonna make a meal. A guy like you, Kelly, I wouldn't look down on you if you're going out for a.
Please don't. Thank you for not. Please thank you for not looking down on me as you're looking up.
What are you gonna do?
Probably hang out with my aunt. We're going to go out there and have a big meal and do that. Thanksgiving, I love being in Canada because there's two Thanksgiving. I will definitely celebrate this, and then I'll celebrate the one in November. But it just doesn't seem to have that that oomph to it, where people are excited. It's like, we're going to watch football. We're going to eat and do this. You do it big, Wheels. I'm not going to go out there and say you don't. You go out there and do it big, and you make a bigger deal about it. But multiple people I've talked to are like, is it this week? I'm like, are you serious right now? Like, what do you mean, is it this week? Yes, it's this week. I know more than it is than you should.
Christmas is certainly a way bigger deal than Thanksgiving Canada, yeah. Where it's about the same in the States, Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah, because you kind of just let you roll it into it right now. Yeah. It's October right now, so I'm not a fan of Halloween. I mean, I get scared. I'm not a fan of that. So I just kind of roll Thanksgiving for the next 2 months.
Rena. Okay, so let me ask you this. What's got to be on your plate? What's got to be on the buffet table at Thanksgiving for it to be Thanksgiving?
Oh, God, yes. All right, first and foremost, you got to... Well, I got goosebumps. You got to have macaroni and cheese. There has to be that. Has to be two kinds of meat. There has to be a turkey and a ham. There has to be two types of meat.
Okay.
Got to be a green bean casserole.
Which you make, which is pretty good, actually.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for that.
I don't think I've ever had green bean casserole.
It's pretty good.
Yes, don't say it like that. I don't think I've ever had green beans.
It just
beans.
Doesn't sound it's not, very... It's not, I don't sounds think like I've ever something had. Mom not, would make with her roast. It's and you're not like, oh, worst supper ever.
I hate roast, too. It's like, it's not like Brussels sprouts, all right? We put like cream of mushroom and go out there and put some chicken stock in there with some green beans. Let it go out there and marinate for a sec. Put some onion frizzles on top of it. Throw it in there for 45 minutes. Come back.
It's a frizzle.
It's delicious. All right, Rena. Okay. First, all right. You can't make crab dinner. You're over here giving me a hard time. Like, whoa. All right.
I've never heard of a frizzle before.
She's all over you.
I'm not. I'm just curious.
Ollie, I love green bean casserole.
Green bean casserole sounds yucky. I'm sorry.
You know what, Rena?
I'm just curious what was in it. I'm not.
I'm hurt right now.
I'm so not.
What would you put on your plate then, Rena? You know, since my green bean casserole.
I'm not having Thanksgiving. My plate's going to consist of beer.
If you were hosting, what's on? What has to be there for Christmas then, since you don't do a Thanksgiving meal?
I honestly, the food is not like a big, exciting thing for me. I don't know. I just, the food isn't part of the big thing of Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and you're right, Rena. Like, a lot of my relatives get extremely drunk, too, now. Like, so beer is a major statement in the family of things. So I would say those would be the big things, and some cranberry sauce would be.
I thought your Polish mom made all kinds of nice food.
Yeah, I know. I can't
you're
eat a lot.
You
know, they're always...
It?
Yeah, I just thought the food thing is... I don't know. I'm not a big fan of turkey and potatoes and cranberry sauce. It's just not my thing.
I know. I mean,
I'd rather have a sandwich.
I mean, I go into a meat coma. Like, I'll go out there into the sweats. I'm going to overeat and, you know, pass out. I get it. Rena, I need your help now also, because we're all talking to you. And
okay.
A lot of people, my former employer, when I was at Crown Nissan, his name is Ryan Pistednik. He is the new GM over there.
Is this a whole new story?
A whole new story.
Does it have nothing to do with Thanksgiving?
Nothing.
Okay, we'll take a break. We've got to separate these out here. So we'll take a quick break. More with Kelly Butler coming up in 5.
Wheeler in the morning.
All right, KB, on with your story. What do you got?
So, Rena, when I was working at Crown Nissan, the new general manager, he's got a crush on you. And I hear this.
He's only human.
He's only human.
That's Rena freaking J.
You have a crush on him?
Got a Ryan Pistednik, the GM right now, Crown Nissan, has a crush on you. But I hear this.
Oh, on me.
On you, yes. Oh. Not on Philly, not on Wheels, not on you.
Sorry, I was confused.
And I get
that's Rena J, Young Broadcaster of the Year last year at Canadian Music Week. So, you know.
What's good?
What's good? I mean, because I look at you as a little sister. I look at you family. I look at you, and now I get this frequently. I go out, they say, I love the show.
If they're weirdos, you tell them. You
they
stick
keep
up
asking
Kelly.
Me, hey, can you set me up with Rena? Hey, is Rena this or what's going on with Rena? Does she look really that good in person? I'm like, yeah, she does. She's family. Like, I don't really want to have a...
Hideous in real life.
I don't want to... I'm hyping you up and talking. I'm like, I don't want to pump your tires anymore.
It's very nice of you.
What should I tell these people about...
That's
like,
a great question.
I was trying to say, like, I don't know what to say anymore. Because they're like, can you...
Say, that's my little sister. Step off.
Yes! Yes, that's
like,
what...
Do they like sports?
Unless they're rich and famous and
rich
really
and
hot.
Rich and famous and dreamily good-looking.
Yeah,
Okay. But I get it, and I wanted to go out there and figure out how to handle the situation, because I get it quite frequently. I don't get it from you guys.
Thanks.
I mean, there's a couple girls that say that you're
studying. You're lying.
You're studying. You're good looking. You're husky beard.
Okay, moving on. So you're saying that none of the girls that you come into, they don't ask about us at all?
They say it's entertaining.
Okay.
I mean, but they say it's entertaining. They say it's their favorite show.
But at that moment, they're in front of Kelly Butler. Like, they're not going to be thinking about other men. The guy's a mountain of a man.
Yeah. Good point.
Thank you very much. You know what? You have a way with your words. Maybe you feel like I'm important. But so a couple of girls have gone out there and been like, I mean, Philly's kind of a...
No, you're a liar.
Why would I lie to you guys? That's just...
You have your lying face on.
So do you think this guy from Crown Nissan, is that... Is, now, what do you... What,
what's his,
do
what's
you
his
vouch
deal?
For him? Should
no. God.
So you're not vouching for him?
No, I'm just saying, I'm just trying to go out there in general moving forward. I get this question quite frequently. Is Rena available? Is this...
Well, I hope you have high standards for me,
Kelly.
I do. Kelly.
That's why I don't even go out there and acknowledge it, but I wanted to make sure how to answer it with your condolences, because you are my little sister. Like, Sonny, I'm like, look, man, let's kill that conversation before I punch you square in your face, all right? Yep. So I'm going to think that same way. Wheels, don't even think about saying something about my sister. Keep them thoughts in your mind and not on the microphone, all right?
Jose, listen.
Don't do it, Wheels. Please.
It's Thanksgiving weekend. There's a lot of things that I'm thankful for, and your sister is one of them.
Is Sonny coming out?
No, she's not. I try and keep her away from Wheels as much as possible.
Did she ask about me? You talked to her lately?
She did actually ask about you. She said, how's your wife doing? How are the kids doing? That's what she asked.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Tell her I said what's up.
Tell her I said what's up.
Tell her I said what's up.
All right. Yeah. Cool.
God, she's gorgeous.
I hate you. Why do you do this, guys? Like, you know what? Like, you're lucky you guys got, you know, boys, man. You don't got to deal with these damn headaches. Having hot friends that become family members, and it's a challenge, man.
Hey. Go make some green bean salad for your for Thanksgiving.
It's called green bean casserole.
Green bean casserole.
Don't mess up.
If there's any leftover, bring some next time.
It's really good.
I would try it. Yeah. Of course,
Arena. So, little sister, standards have to be
high standards.
High standards. All right. What's going to be on the checklist if it's okay to just
a job.
A job.
Done.
Yeah.
Doesn't like sports and a job.
Yeah, if he watches 8 hours of football on Sunday, out.
So that's 90% of my friends. Yeah. Pretty good now.
Have a great long weekend. Enjoy Thanksgiving. And take it seriously, okay?
You take it seriously.
Take it seriously.
I might just stop by the house and have a play.
You're always welcome.
Love you guys.
8:51 Stories We Missed is next.
The 92 City FM NHL Report.
The Jets looking good last night, waxing the Bruins in their home opener. I feel like this is a pretty sweet little four-game jump, but the first two games was certainly Boston and New Jersey, non-playoff teams from last year. Mm. I don't think they're going to be in the playoffs this year. So these are, you know, a nice way to start. Get the young guys in there.
I listen, by the way, Jets, I got in Corey Schneider's head already this morning. I sent him a text message. I'm like, yo, Chris Thorburn. Looks like he's going to score more points than Connor McDavid. He's trending that way, so look out for Thorburn tonight, Schneider.
Right, Thorburn.
Already getting in his kitchen.
And then the Islanders and Rangers on the back end of the road trip, so it gets a little tougher as they go along.
All right, very good. 8:51, Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rita.
And now, stories we missed on 92 City FM. World-class rock.
I think this is a great idea. U of M, Asper School of Business, is one of the best business schools in the country, are doing this pretty cool idea down at the Richardson Building in the vein of Dragon's Den or Shark Tank, those kind of shows where you have to go in and give a pitch to high-end executives. They're doing that. It's a competition at the Richardson Building. Here's the deal. You get in the elevator at the ground floor, and you've got until the elevator reaches the top and that executive gets off on his floor to give him your pitch.
So are we going to be able to watch this? Are they going to stream it?
I wish. That's a great idea. I don't know, but they should. They absolutely should.
Get a YouTube channel. You university students, that's something else you should be learning, how to promote stuff like
this. Absolutely. I think it's a great idea.
I'd love to see how that goes.
To be a fly on the wall for that would be a lot of fun.
Yep. New Netflix subscribers will have to dig a little deeper to watch great shows like Orange is the New Black or House of Cards. The streaming service is raising its prices by a dollar. It's the second time in 17 months a company has boosted its rates. Netflix expects its programming cost to jump from $3 billion this year to $5 billion. And that makes complete sense when you start talking about how big.
So new subscribers only, or will everybody else?
It says new, so I don't know.
Well, you know, here's the thing. So I just, it's funny you bring this up because I just locked in with Netflix for the next 3 years at $11.99 a month, but that gives me more screen. So I can watch it on my wife can watch it on her iPhone. I can watch it on my iPhone. My mother-in-law can watch it on her iPhone.
Oh, I gotta do that too.
All the screens.
Because that pisses. Oh, there are more than two people in your house watching Netflix.
Exactly.
So I've locked in.
I didn't even know you couldn't.
Yeah, well, they're starting to clamp. So. They're starting to clamp down on that.
My dog isn't watching Netflix in the basement. So
just me.
Aww.
I'm just bugging you.
I never get that warning.
But yeah, these shows aren't getting any cheaper. You got Kevin Spacey. You know, House of Cards is huge now,
and especially since they're going to start streaming in 4K as well, which you got to increase your bandwidth, and yeah, costs go up.
Narcos.
I get it. Narcos. Oh, I just started that. I just got to the episode where Pablo Escobar standing on the top of the mountain with his cousin.
Yeah.
And he's like, this is where we will build our castle.
His prison. Yeah, yeah. He builds his own prison.
Oh, it's so awesome.
Alfonso Ribeiro, also known as Carlton from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, says that there will never be a TV reboot of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, because no one can take the place of their cornerstone, James Avery. Now, the veteran actor known for his roles, Uncle Phil, died in December 2013, and recent rumors suggested that Will Smith was planning to do a revamp, but Alfonso says that he's not a fan of resurrecting the family comedy for a new run, because it'll never have the quality of the original show, and I'm just thinking it's because nobody asked him to be involved.
Yeah.
He's trying to, like, make it into another thing, like, no, I'm just saying no because of Uncle Phil, because he's dead and it would just ruin his legacy. It sounds kind of like a...
If you read the subtext, it's him screaming, I need a job.
Yeah.
I'll do anything.
He was on Dancing with the Stars last year, I think.
And then he did the Carlton, too,
yeah.
Didn't he?
That's yeah. Right.
Everybody give him a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily or listen live weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.